Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Welcome to Juggalo Rattery with your host, Havoc. Co-host, Gil G. Other co-host, Psycho Killer. Will be with us, you know, every fucking 5 minutes. But what up there, Chris?
Not much. Hoping the signal stays for a while today.
And by the way, here comes the money!
Nice old school theme.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of appropriate since, you know, I've got 2001, fucking Unforgiven, and 2002, fucking Armageddon. And then coming up this week, 1998, King of the Ring.
Yes. And I had an idea for, like, tomorrow's interview. You should make the end or whatever, you know, whatever the start of the track Lockdown by Brain Dead.
How long is that track, exactly?
3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
I'll take that something that's shorter. Because then that way, you know, well, again, you know, like are you going to be, like, around for tomorrow's interview?
I told my sister and that I can use the home phone tomorrow.
Okay.
That I can do it. So, I mean, I'll be around that. I won't be having this reception, which I'll have those issues tonight.
Okay.
And, I mean, that track, it's, like, I think they have, like, 3 Brain Dead tracks, and that's one of the shortest ones of the 3.
Oh, we'll make it work, I guess.
Okay, cool.
But, going to a track here. Nice long track.
Okay.
we got Spaz with us.
What up?
What up, Spaz?
Hola.
What up?
That's attractive.
We're going to see a grit. You know, Spaz, you think I learned my lesson, you know, with the fucking Newports and shit, but no.
What?
I said, you think I learned my lesson with Newports and Marbs, but nope, still smoking them.
Me.
And they still make me shit like a motherfucker.
Well, that's fabulous news. Thank you for that insight.
You're welcome.
So what is it? Just you two motherfuckers on right now?
Pretty much.
Oh, technically me, since, you know, this fool keep losing service since he's back in the basement.
What, in the hoo-hoo what?
I'm at my sister's house where I get no reception, basically. So, yeah, I'm supposed to lose service every couple minutes.
So someone's putting you in the corner?
No. It's all
my question.
Yep. Uh-huh.
There's a spot where I get reception.
And my question is, Chris, why don't you just go outside? It's spring. It's not cold out anymore. It's actually nice and warm out.
Yeah. Punk ass.
Bring like a bottle of fucking whiskey, which you just go outside and drink.
Well, like I said, worst reception here.
Even outside?
Yes, I've tried all the spots at this house. Outside is worse than inside.
Okay, you know what? I have an idea for you. Find some aluminum foil. You know, like, make it, like,
make
you know, make it,
a
like...
hat.
No, that's for fucking aliens.
No, I'm not going to become an alien for Spaz. That's just weird shit.
But no, what I was going to say is, you know, take the fucking aluminum foil, like, turn into, like, you know, like a fucking, like an antenna. Go outside and just, you know, understand outside, like a fucking, like the fucking statue of Well, he does it anyway.
Maybe yeah, next thing you know, freaking random lightning will strike the motherfucker down.
Well, it's sprinkling right now, so I wouldn't...
Okey-dokey-dokey.
Which shitty-ass rappers will get me up? Well, I should say shitty-ass wannabe rappers. Listen, Toad.
What happened to your other followers?
We have no clue. We lost them all.
Is Ghetto, like, masturbating out in the corner or something?
He doesn't call until, like, 40 after midnight.
Yeah, usually he's masturbating.
I guess so.
He does it, like, 70 times within that 40 minutes of time.
Amazingly enough, Christmas Freak Bitch isn't called in.
What?
I said Christmas Freak Bitch ain't called in.
Who?
The other chick that was beyond me the day you returned.
Oh, her?
Yep.
So, wait, what? She's your bang? What?
No. Me and her dated while having created this other crazy bitch.
Okay.
Yeah. For some odd reason, I attract the crazy bitches.
I got the more sane of those two. But still, we're not dating either one of them right now.
Hello, I'm a car, gasoline makes me run, taxi, trunk space.
How about the fact that I randomly get a fucking, some bitch who fucking hit me up saying, what up, and then I said, watch it over again, and all of a sudden she asked, do you have a girlfriend? Bitch, I don't know you, bitch, I don't know what the fuck you look like, you ain't got no pimps of yourself, so fuck off.
Do
feel like, you know, I don't feel like being catfished.
Wait. So let me get this right. So Ghetto was catfished, and now Havoc was catfished. Shit, I'm the only one who hasn't been. Hell yeah.
Wait, Ghetto's been catfished?
Wait.
Yeah.
You know what? I was smart enough to go to her profile, and, you know, all she has is a picture of her ass, if it's even her own pic. You know, so there's no face. So, you know what? That chick could be real. She could have a fucking nice ass and a nice titties. But if the face don't match, sorry. Your shit out of luck. Oh, no.
One of my spawns is crying. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie. But nah, Chris, I think, you know, like, she's like, no, like, you know, she asked me, do you have a girlfriend? And I go, no. I said, and she goes, do you want one? And my first response is, maybe. She goes, oh, and I said, I mean, I do want one. But I don't know who you are or what you look like. And then for some odd reason, she took that as a, would you ever date me? I said, again, I don't know you and or what you look like. I'm sorry, but if you ain't got a picture of yourself and I don't know anything about you or who the fuck you is, especially the fact you got the name Party Liner in your goddamn page or your name, sorry. You're not the candidate for me. But I will go into this track real quick. Okay, I'm going to have trouble fucking playing tracks tonight. And I don't even want to refresh the soundboard because of the fact that I had problems with it last night. This is why I hate fucking Comet Bird and shit like that. Are you even able to get online at all, like, you know, to the soundboard? Okay, so can't play music that way. Okay, Chris, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm trying to log in on my PC if it decides to work.
Yeah, because if
I'll check if it works on the soundboard. Oh, because I'll try and whatnot.
Error. Soundboard's not... Okay, so the soundboard's apparently not working. At least on my side, anyways.
Well, my computer just got off the welcome screen. And I'm just kind of waiting for it to do something else.
I guess I'm going to try for the life help thing in a minute.
What's going on with this damn PC? There we go.
Now what the fuck's going on with Blog Talk? Seriously.
Now I'm just waiting for the 5 minutes for my computer to stop blowing every stupid. See if it works.
You may be having a technical difficulty here. Okay. Try it one more time.
I'm a gemma cause I'm an oddity. Got all the tracks like I'm grubbing at mama knockers like a papa. Too papa cause I'm partners with rock and pocket. Give me the from my heels. Give me the knock and I'm a chopper. He came in and went tomorrow, but I'm a locker down a hop in the pocket like empanadas. Hit him up and get him up. I ain't done, I ain't did enough. Yeah. Tripping when I rip it, I be the ick when I spit him up. Yeah. Sort of like I was licking up and backing up in the gas. Yeah. Everybody be knowing I'll be acting up when I bust. Yeah. From Missouri to Canada, I be keeping the stamina. If you never been a fan of the men, I'm plan it unanimous. Can I catch yeah. Fucking anybody? Take a kill him in the yeah. Leave him in the dust, ain't nobody talk when I'm standing up. Yeah. Take a hostile, he's awful. It really be wicked when he be off in the bottle. You win it, you dig it, you never lost it. Apostle, he's taking to give it the poem, toss to Picasso. Yeah. Killing everybody off at the motto. When I'll be the only chopper that's tossing the brothel. You said it's pathetic, my head is off in the taco. I'm spitting you better than you in the coffin when I go. Hang on, maybe you think good at the minimum. I'm just thinking of every killer, my enemy.
What if I ran into you with a pogo stick? How about the top of you rebels? I catch a hoe with sweet knees. With a photo with Jesus and a pepper pan pit. And I do my rejection like I was saying, hand it. Fill him a burning neck, internal damage. Too bad I bad, but then I lay back on a hammock. Under an oak tree like I was filling for cans. When instead, I'm filling rapper's hands, making a stammer with. I pick up a 22 and put a bullet inside of a motherfucker from a side and I can hit it in the box. I'm headed up, yeah, headed for books. Fuck them all, make him feel my dread like I had a head of locks. Feeling me bump like you had dead shots. When I hop on the fucking beat, then I'm worldwide child. What if I was six, nine, just a surprise. Smoke a beat with Mr. Buster Rhyme, real sure, why not? Really don't need to show any more of my cock. But I run across the stadium and I bury your socks. And a trench coat with a pistol in a watch. And drop a verse before you can focus and read the clocks. American is out of control. Heat it up, beat it up, then I gotta go. But I'm a dog, talk to send another load. Beat a pipe and dump a pile of pepper to your throat with an alien hole.
I'm like,
Christian in the mic and getting in the zone. I be flattening and packing and people from the front to the back. And then got me acting a fool and blacking. Nigga, now I'm home.
Taking too long or whatever, like, you know, to connect.
And it's also the fact that when, like, me and Gerald called in and gave some bullshit things, like, the number does not exist. Busy. Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Yes.
And unfortunately, fucking Blog Talk Live Help is not there. What up, Mandy?
Hey.
But Chris, man, I don't know if you got my fucking message a bit earlier, but I said the Rabbit Wolverine versus fucking Latino Heat. Best fucking match ever of Armageddon. And we lost Chris.
Yeah, I got your message.
Yeah,
my
man,
phone's about to hang up right after you say that.
But yeah, man, that was the best match ever of Armageddon 2002, man. Fucking Benoit versus fucking Eddie Guerrero. That was the best match ever.
Those two definitely, when they were live, they could each other very well.
Exactly, man. Well, I mean, then again, you got to think, you know, they know each other better than anybody because of the fact, they came into the business together, you know, and
yeah.
That plus, they've been partners in the past too.
Exactly. I mean, like a match I would love to see, which is not possible, would be like, you know, like someone like Benoit or like Eddie Guerrero, but actually just put Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, and like Daniel Bryan in a triple threat match because they're all technical wrestlers in their own right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Daniel Bryan's like the tech that's in the business today that's still alive, you know?
Yeah, definitely agree.
I mean, the guy that Drew hates at times, like CM Punk, he's technical wrestling, but I think he's more of a striker kind of guy.
Yeah. And I'm surprised no one's tried blocking me yet up on fucking Facebook. Well, I should say, you know, make it so that way I'm blocked.
I swear, if that happens one more time, I'm just going to give up.
No, poor Chris.
This is what I hate about my sister's house. I think the new rule is definitely a good rule about that track.
Bloody texted me.
How would we know who texted you?
Oh, it's my homegirl, Danny.
Like I said, how would we know?
Well, I didn't recognize the number at first. I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute. Who the fuck is this? Never mind.
Yep, we can all tell that you are blonde.
Obviously.
Sweet.
I was going to say, Havoc went quiet.
Yeah, he did.
Now, what is the reason to that?
I have no clue why the hell he went quiet.
Is he still even on?
He's on the line. He's just quiet.
I would laugh if he fell asleep.
Well, apparently he's fucking up and he can't be heard. So, Havoc. Because I don't feel like typing anything on Facebook. Do you want me to mute you and unmute you, see if that works? Even though by the time I say the next line, my phone will probably hang up.
Aww. Wait, what is the next line?
No, I'm saying by the time I say the next word, my phone will probably hang up again on itself.
No.
There's a reception here.
It doesn't like you.
Yeah, this house doesn't like me with reception.
Oh my God, quit texting me.
None of us are texting you.
Not you, child.
Yay, unmuted. Fuck you, Blaw Talk Mouse. I'm going to slit your goddamn throat.
You had to call in to be unmuted. That's awesome.
Well, because like it still has my fucking number like under the host fucking shit. And when I try to call back on the host, it says, I'm sorry, but the host has already called in. Fuck you.
That's fucked up. This is just fucking up tonight.
It really is.
I wouldn't be shocked if we just end the episode early because of all the fuck-ups.
Man, I should do that. I just had to unmute myself again. What the fuck?
Oh, shit, it's my sister. Never mind.
And Chris has dropped again.
Hey, Chris is what?
Sorry, phone hung me up again.
Well, anyways,
like
Chris,
your phone does not like you at all.
Not at my sister's place.
Yeah, he's at his sister's place in the basement, as always.
Of course, the basement's more fun because that's where the body's at.
But anyways, Chris, what the fuck are you saying? What rule were you talking about?
I was trying to say, did you want me to try and mute you as a host and unmute you? Did that work, even though it's kind of pointless now?
No, you were saying something about a rule. About a track being a rule or some crap.
Oh, yeah, that new rule you said, if anybody talks about that thing.
Oh, you mean that Fandango bitch?
Yeah, that's bullshit. That faggot.
Well, all I said was there's going to be no more Fandangoing up on JR. Because I have officially removed that track off the soundboard.
Yep. And I wouldn't go through all the torture of even downloading it. Off of YouTube or whatever.
What's my goddamn pin number? Okay.
And she's laughing again.
Yep.
No, I can't believe my sister just sent me that. That is disturbing. No, I'm not. No.
You can't send it to me.
No. I am not sending it to you, Chris.
Well, that must not be that bad.
Let's see.
How about we set up a rule, like if Blog Talk fucks up for, like, you know, you three more times or something like that tonight, we just end it early.
Yeah, I'm about to, but right now I'm sending a fucking message to Blog Talk to find out what the hell is going on.
Okay.
Okay. God, hold on, let me add my fucking host ID. 24 hours. It needs to be, better be fucking faster than that, motherfuckers. I was gonna fucking cut your goddamn throat.
So you're going to cut their throat?
Might as well.
Alright.
I feel like straightening my hair.
Just don't bring up my name.
I'm gonna straighten my hair because I can.
Okay.
But first, I have to find my
I'm
earphone.
Doing something totally wicked right now.
And take my phone off the charger.
I got so bored that I am sitting here on my computer making a battle axe.
And
what?
I'm making a battle axe. A Batman battle axe.
Are you? Never mind. I question that every day and I get my answer every day.
And I would.
Are you just insane or are you that effing bored? But you are effing bored.
What's wrong with Batman?
Nothing's wrong
yeah,
with Batman. It's just Big Homie. No offense.
No, but it actually looks pretty sick. I'm actually going to have Gene design it for me. And like I already designed it. I just need him to cut it out. And
You're about to go in the box about 5 minutes.
Why?
Mentioning that name up on the show.
Oh, Gene, are you serious?
Dude, he's an idiot.
How is he an idiot?
Again, I've said this before. Try the fact that, you know, he was told by Psychopathic to stop making the hatchet, you know, with the Hatchet Man and the Joker's card, but yeah, he's still doing it.
So,
okay.
Because of the simple fact, you know what, he's making money off of something with the Hatchet Man, which, you know, the Hatchet Man is trademarked to Psychopathic.
Oh,
okay. I understand that, but my question is, how does it affect you?
Try the fact that, you know, because in the fact I had him on my goddamn page, and all he did was fucking bitch and moan because of the fact they told him to stop making shit with the fucking Hatchet Man. And because of that, he turns around and says, fuck Psychopathic, all because of the fact they told him to stop making it because of the fact he's making money off of it. I mean, and you know what? Here's my thing. You know, Psychopathic, they could have been assholes and just fucking shoot him for it because he's making the money off of it. But no, they asked him to stop making it and asked him nicely. I mean, honestly, you know, it's not that big of a deal if Psychopathic tells you to stop making something that has a Hatchet Man or Joker's cards, because it is trademarked too psychopathic. I mean, you know, it's not like they told him to stop making his hatchets all come, like, all together, just the one with the hatchet, man.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, even though they told him to stop doing it, apparently he's still going to keep making the fucking hatchet and shit like that with the hatchet, man. So you know what? If he gets sued for it, it's all on him. But like I said, you know, it's not like they told him to stop making the hatchet altogether. I mean, come on. You know, like, okay, let's see if, you know, Psychopathic came up on here and told us to stop using Juggalo in the show's name. You know what? I'm not going to bitch or moan about it.
They can't, because Juggalo is not a trademark.
Yes, it is.
It's just a word,
but
it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's become a trademark.
Yeah, Juggalo is trademarked to Psychopathic.
Yep.
Well,
and it's been that way for several years now, actually.
So like I said, you know, some of the Psychopathic came up on here and told us to stop using Juggalo in the show's name. You know what? I'm not gonna bitch him on about it. I'm gonna respect the decision, because you know what? It's because think about it. They're the ones who came up with Juggalo. They're the ones It's trademark to Psychopathic. So if they tell us to stop using it, I'm gonna stop using the name, and you know, and just switch over to a whole other name that they can't, you know, tell me not to use. That's all you gotta do.
That is why I do not use anything Psychopathic related on my page.
But there again, you got your boy Gene, who, you know, obviously you can't respect the fact that, you know, Psychopathic asked him, you know, nicely to stop making things with the Hatchman and the Joker's cards.
Yeah.
No, I mean, again, you know, they didn't tell him, oh, hey, you know, stop making your Hatchets altogether. Stop making your Hatchet Man charms altogether. Just, you know, just stop, you know, making merchandise with the Hatchet Man. Simple as that.
Well, they can't tell him to stop making hatches, because really, it's not really their shit.
However, they can tell him to stop using the Hatchet Man in them.
Yeah, they can.
And he did stop. He took out the Hatchet Man out of his logo. So.
Because here's the thing about that, though. You know, when they first told him that, you know, everybody got, you know, that on his fucking dick, on his balls, fucking, you know, turned around and says, fuck Psychopathic, because of the fact that Psychopathic told him to stop using the fucking hatchet, man.
Mm.
I mean, you know, my question is, you know, where in there is, you know, a reason to say fuck Psychopathic when, you know, again, you know, they could, you know, think about it. Psychopathic could have been out and came out and shoot him.
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah, that's all it is. So,
I love how we're getting into this debate again. I feel you, though. I really do. But I'm just whatever, though. You know what I mean? It's not really hurting me. I'm just trying to get something I'm doing done.
Yeah, I understand that. It's, you know, more than, you know, like, I'm not going to support him because of the simple fact. It's like, you know, because like he bitched and moaned about it.
I mean, honestly, like, if you're in something like that and somebody tells you to stop doing something and they own the trademark, just stop using a trademark. Don't bitch and moan about it. Just be a man. All right,
but see, if it was that big of a deal, they would have told everybody else to stop doing it.
Well, here's the thing,
There are a shitload of people out there that are doing, like Juggalos. They're selling their shit.
And I'm pretty sure.
And then you got Fago lovers that have the Hatchet Man on it. Yeah, it doesn't have the hatchet in the Hatchet Man, but still, it's the Hatchet Man. Right or wrong.
You're going on mute.
Why am I going on mute for?
I said Mandy.
Why is Mandy going on mute?
The background music.
Yeah, background music. Andy.
What? It's not me. It's my sister.
Well, turn it down either way.
I am. Well, she is, actually. She's the one on the laptop, not me.
But there again, I mean, you know, it's not like Fable Lovers is making money off of the Hatchet Man.
Actually, yeah, they are, because they're starting to sell t-shirts.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they are. No, they're not, big homie.
I just seen it on their page.
Okay, yeah, it's their page, but that doesn't mean they're making it off of everything else. I say we change the subject.
I'm just saying, though, like, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, we've had this debate already too many times. Like, it's time to change.
And we have this debate basically every single day.
About it, yeah.
But there again,
if you
really look at the Hatchman they have, you know, it's different from Psychopathic's.
Yeah, it is.
Because theirs has the Phagel bottle. Psychopathic doesn't have the Phagel bottle.
I understand that, but it's still the Hatchman if you look at it.
But that's the thing. It's a different Hatchman, so which means, you know, it's not, that one's not trademarked to Psychopathic. But,
exactly.
You know,
yeah. Just whatever. I mean, I'm just along for the ride.
Chris, try and play a track if you can.
Okay.
I know my track.
I couldn't hear anything again.
Surrounded by cement bars, I'm just posted on my chest, so I'm identified by guards. And I'm mentally scarred, this day is posted for my death. They picked me up from my cell and began to shave my head. A little short of it because I know I'm about to die. But at least I get to see the victim's family cry. I'm gonna put my life up to an end, and my confidence sealed. They sent me in an empty room for my last meal. A glass of wine and raw veal, got 10 minutes to eat. That's when the warden comes in and yanks me to my feet. They took me to a priest, but I sent him away. Now I'm on the last leg of death row hallway.
All rise for the judge. You may be seated. Case number 781, Relic versus the state of New Mexico. Mr. Relic, you are charged with 550 some counts of first degree murder. Would you please take the witness stand in your defense to the jury?
He was a young man, about the age of 21. Scared to go home because his daddy touched his son. Mom walked down and never came back. Now he's left with the dead and labeled as to the trash. And he drinks and drinks till he can't drink no more. He can't take his fingers, daddy getting broke, falling on the floor. So we did it. He was tired of getting hit, tired of getting in trouble for everything when he didn't do it. So we did it. He grabbed a knife and stabbed him to death. And now he's running, said he's trying to catch his fucking breath. Now he's full, he lives a hard life. A shit got harder when he found out his mother died.
Very nice story. Could you please get to the point?
All I'm trying to say is I killed 550 and I can't plead in fucking sanity. Fuck y'all then. Get the chair, strap me in.
This is Angela Martinez with the Channel 7 News. We are here with a former neighbor of one of the accused serial killers.
Let me tell you something, my nigga. I live next to that guy right there. And he like, he killed my dog and my kid, every time I kiss them, they run inside the house. I hope he's frying, burning hell.
Yo, look into my eyes, tell me what do you see? Is it the mind of a killer not worthy of amnesty? Should I be locked in a tomb, forgotten, never released? Am I a beast off his leash, not capable of peace? Well, at least give me the chance to live the opportunity to be something more than a kid, please forgive. Don't you think my lesson was learned? And if you kill me, didn't you get killed in return? That's the way it goes. An eye for an eye, the only difference is that I'm sick in the mind. And these actions of mine result of beatings and abuse. Just a matter of time, I'll put myself in the noose. Just let loose, put a bullet in my head. No matter what I do, only death lies ahead. So fuck what I said, let the lights dim low.
that's how it go when you on death row.
Shit, you think we give a fuck? We give no fuck. Flip that motherfucker quick.
Yeah, bitch. Flip that motherfucker, show it to me.
5,000 volts of electricity going through our bodies. We were waiting for this shit. So fucking bring it on.
Show me where it is so I can flip it myself.
Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain.
And we're back.
Oh, this shit looks fucking nice. I'm in love right now.
What up, ghetto?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get stupid!
We already are, sorry.
Yeah, blame Paul Talk Radio.
Just gonna let that slide. I'm trying to be a better person. I'll just let that slide.
What? I'm sorry, too. Wait a minute. You a better person? I think hell has frozen over.
It just might have.
I think he's just bullshitting.
That could be, too.
I found the Lord.
Oh, God.
he turned into his dad.
Did he?
Oh.
Wow. I feel sorry for him.
Oh, hey, how many insults can we get in one sentence here?
Ding, ding, ding.
Gonna kill Blog Talk. Gonna kill Blog Talk. And Blog Talk's a bunch of faggots.
And what exactly did Blog Talk do now?
It's not working properly.
He had to actually call into the show, even though he's on the host line, because the host line wasn't working.
Well, then, how's the show running, then?
Hold on.
And as
I just realized, Big Homie is not talking.
Yes, I am. Unless somebody put me on mute.
You just did.
You don't hear the gayness in the voice? Okay, so it looks like I got a message back from Paul Gant.
No, fucking ain't. God darn it. Damn it. Cock-sucking bastards.
I can't find my... Oh, here it is. I found it. Never mind.
Never mind. I was just going to keep my mouth shut.
But you failed at that. As we can tell.
Yes, I'm hyper. Sorry.
I guess that's one way to put it, Chris.
Exactly.
Yeah, I am in love with this fucking axe. I might as well just try to do it myself.
Yeah, you'd probably be better off doing that way.
No comment. No comment.
This Batman is fucking sick.
Did you just say Batman is sick?
Batman is fucking sick.
No, I said, because I did a Batman battle axe, and that shit looks fucking wicked. I'm so happy.
Oh my god, cry a river.
Okay, yeah, and Havoc, like you were saying about ending the show early.
Well, yeah, Chris, I was saying that, you know, just in case, you know, we had any fucking problems going on with the fucking show any fucking longer.
So you're gonna cancel the show? You bastard.
You said it, not me.
Well, obviously we're not canceled if we're still on the air, fool.
So this could be the last show we ever get on.
apparently like to be gay.
I'm not canceling the show. I'm meant, you know, for the fucking night, fool. Because
I know.
Fact, you know,
I know. I was just playing.
Hey, my kitty.
Okay, man,
yeah,
you can turn off your vibrator now.
But yeah, I got a message back from Blog Talk. It says, we would like to apologize for the outage you experienced on your show this evening. The outage was caused by our line carrier going down, and the result was interruption to our network. We'd also like to acknowledge the issues you may have experienced for the past few weeks on Wednesday nights due to the capacity of the network being stretched. We would like to assure you that we are working on this and have a solution to ensure that these type of outages do not happen. If you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to contact me directly. I will do my best to assist you. Well, thank you very much for that one.
Do you realize he was cutting out, like, while he was talking right there?
Exactly.
Yeah. I noticed that.
Because they don't want us to hear it.
All I heard was him stuttering. That's about it.
That's how he talks, man.
I know, but there was no cutout. That's what I'm saying.
There was a cutout.
Was a cutout.
Well, I didn't hear it, so...
Well, you can't really hear anything.
Well, neither can you.
Well, I can hear more than you because I have to repeat myself 10 times today to hear me.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you say you answered yourself?
Hey, paying attention to himself.
Aww.
You know, because nobody else is.
Jeez, got the Three Stooges on the phone tonight.
Yeah, Chris could be Larry. fucking Big Homie could be Mo, and I guess fucking Manny could be Curly.
Wait a minute, what?
Thank you, Joybird. Curly. Who's trying to be a dog?
That's Mandy.
Oh, I think she's trying to be the stooge. I thought she was trying to fork.
Excuse me?
And Havoc, why'd you send me that?
You can read it.
I read it all.
Read it, bitch.
What exactly is he reading?
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, just so you know, Chris is back in the basement.
Back in the basement?
Why?
Huh. He's back in the basement.
I'm at
right
my sister's place.
Right before
again.
His interview. How about that? How about that?
Wait, I don't get it.
Every time he sets up an interview, he's always at some fucked up place that he's probably not going to be able to get service from.
Exactly.
Well, that interview's on you, man. If you ain't got no service, you ain't got no service. And you could explain it to that dude for 17 weeks. Over and over. And over.
Even though my phone just hung up right there, which is probably the perfect moment for it, too, as well.
Wow. Wow.
This is one of the perfect moments. But I have a way to get out of that. For tomorrow's interview, it's still happening. I'm going to use my sister's landline.
So,
I didn't know you had a sibling.
I didn't know anybody had landlines.
I have a landline. I don't call it a landline, but...
I actually had a whole
damn telephone
a while ago.
Well, I mean, as opposed to, like, you know, I guess, ocean lines.
I didn't know they were ocean lines. How do they work?
I don't know. Obviously, it's a landline because we're on land, but whoever came up with that damn term is fucking dumb. I don't like that term.
Hey, Captain Smartass.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Jacqueline is still sexy as fuck, and she can fucking manhandle me any day.
Are you talking about that small black chick?
Yeah.
I'm getting off here because I got a Riddler thing to do.
You got a Riddler?
Yeah. So apparently,
I'm gonna design a Riddler hatchet or a Riddler battle axe.
All right then. Well, take the Riddler with you. He's on the phone.
All right. Thank you, Chief.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Chris. You're going with him.
Pass.
That's like the weakest grr I've ever heard in my life.
It really was.
Okay, and deal with it.
I guess I'm gonna have to, unless you could improve.
I doubt that.
I think you can improve.
No comment. Oh my God.
Then I prove it.
Wait. Ghetto, how about this? Some chick tried to fucking catfish me this time.
Oh, yeah? How's she doing
right
that
now? Right after somebody tries catfishing you, they try catfishing Havoc.
Is it the same person?
Depends. Her name's Angel Partyliner.
No, I know who that bitch is, though. That bitch got that fucking gay-ass party line, or what the hell, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Always trying to make people tune in.
Because she hit me up going, what up? And I said, watching Armageddon. And for some reason, she starts to ask, do you have a girlfriend? I said, no. She goes, do you want one? I said, maybe. And then she responded, then of course I tell her, but I don't know who you are or what you look like. And she goes, would you ever date me? Again, I don't know you or what you look like.
That's when you simply say, send a picture and then you Google image that shit. And when it shows up all over Google, man, be like, nah, man.
Well, it's funny because the fact she's got pics on her fucking on her page, but there's no Facebook. It's just ass and titties.
Ass and titties.
Oh my God.
I can tell you this much, I doubt a picture of her.
What?
I doubt they're like even hers.
Well, yeah, man, that was like a damn chick, matter whatever. She had one picture on her profile for the longest time, and then she sent me some Google images. She's like, yeah, that's me now, and then I found that same picture posted back in like 2011. Like, yeah, nice try. But, you know, it is pretty funny. I'll just let her go and, you know, be in love with me and whatnot. That's great.
Yeah.
You want to pretend to be somebody? Go ahead.
Not that we give a fuck.
Yeah. Not like I'm ever going to talk to you again.
And go figure. I had another shitty order fucking trying to hit me up today.
Oh, I got blocked again today.
It's funny because this dude fucking hits me up. I told him, chilling for NJR. He goes, sounds cool. Wish someday I am on air. I rep underground. Just wanted someone to give me a chance. And I told him, you know, if you got a link to your tracks, he goes, nah, I just do it. I just do, like, backyard shows and shit.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm going to guess and say he doesn't have any music.
So, like, does he perform with, like, a donkey?
Possibly.
Oh, by the way, man, our boy hit us up, man. Hit me up.
Man, it's another vibrator.
Hey, killer.
What?
Jay Killer.
I said, Mandy, turn off your vibrator.
The hell is Jay Killer one? Killer.
Well, apparently I'm making a guess and say he doesn't remember who the fuck I am because he goes, hey, I was wondering if I could set up a live interview with a former Strange Music artist, Snug Brim.
I'm his manager, and I would like to get him on there to promote his new album and tour.
Wait, how is he managing Snug Grimm?
I have no clue.
Aww.
That dude,
I don't think it's truthful.
That dude can't even sell legitimate beats, man.
That dude's a
fucking scam artist.
He really is.
I don't care how many times he tells me that, you know, he doesn't do that shit. I still don't believe him.
Andy, turn the vibrate off your phone.
Yeah, gee, this thing's going nuts.
Yeah, do it until after the show.
Before. Why, you shoving? I'm on Facebook. I'm sorry that it goes off when I get a message.
But you can turn the vibrating off.
No, how?
Just put it on silent.
Exactly.
It's on silent.
But it's vibrating and it's still making noise.
How the fuck can y'all hear it?
You not hear the fucking vibrating in the midst from it? I mean,
because we have ears, man. We got ears. That's how we hear it.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain
it's vibrating
how
going off every 2 minutes.
Wait a minute, no. But that doesn't explain it because I'm using my headphones to talk to y'all. And I just barely set my phone down and y'all can hear the vibration apparently. Like, how?
Again, we have ears, and if it's, you know, set down, we
it's
can hear
like right. How we always hear your
okay,
TV.
Okay,
you
oh
like,
my God.
Would you like for us to point anything else that's obvious?
like the fact that Raw and SmackDown are the same organization.
Damn it, Havoc, let it go. I said it.
Please
it was,
let it go, Havoc.
It was funny when the dude said it. But he's never going to say it again. Because I don't even know who the person was.
You know, Ghetto, I think you should bring back the dude who ate dog shit.
I don't know who that is either. I think his name's like Bill.
Man. All I gotta say, yo, I still can't believe the fact. I still can't believe you got that dumbass if we're gonna actually eat your dog.
God damn, fuck that up.
I don't know if he actually did it, but you know that's what he told me. Then.
You know, maybe just maybe we, you know, like we get Mandy to eat, you know, yellow dog shit.
Wait a minute. What?
What?
Wait, Havoc, what in the fucking hell did you just say?
Nothing. He just wants to fix you a tasty treat. it just so happens to have the name dog shit.
That's for Chris.
Well, it can't be for Chris and CEO. Chris can't even keep a fucking simple connection on up on the show.
Wait, he's not here no more?
No.
No.
He lost service.
Sucks for him.
Time.
Well, he's in the basement after all.
Yeah, what the hell, man? It happens every fucking time.
Yeah. Chris, stay out of the basement.
Getting real tired of your shit, Chris.
Oh, look, he's back. So, Ghetto, man, you missed the intro for tonight's show.
And what was that?
Well, if I can play it and see if it works.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Dollar. Dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter.
That would be it.
Oh, so we had Shane O'Mac here.
Yeah, bud. Oh, yeah, by the way, I fired Fandango.
fired him? From what?
The soundboard.
Oh, that's some bullshit. See, right there it proves that he deletes everything I put over
him. Pretty much.
Just a gay shit like Fandango.
And I don't put very many things up there. Unless he tells me to.
Oh, Fandango has no place on the soundboard.
I would just like to say WWE has officially ruined that.
I would like to say that the WWE has officially ruined the fact that, you know, you can't fucking bring signs to, you know, to the fucking events.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact, okay, check it out. I went to fucking No DQ, and I found this fucking article where it says, at Monday's Raw in Greenville, South Carolina, a fan reportedly held a sign, held up a Raw is Generico sign, and was removed by security.
Dude, I saw that sign.
Yeah, but I saw it too.
Oh, yeah, I did too. And it's funny, because apparently security, you know, took him from his paid seat to the opposite side of the arena, and a seat filler took his seat, which means, you know, they gave him somebody else his fucking seat. And
that's fucked up.
Hell yeah. And, you know, and the fan asked security why he was being moved, and was told the fucking ads on this goddamn site. I'm gonna kill him. Okay. This fucking works.
That's some bullshit, man.
Oh, yeah. But wait. It gets even more fucking bullshit. Is he fucking ready to fucking let me read it? And I said, the fan asked, you know, security why he was being moved, and was told that the people running the show didn't want him sitting there because of his sign.
It's not even like it said anything bad.
Exactly. And then the fan reportedly asked if they could just take the sign and let him sit at ringside, but was told by security guard that he was about to be kicked out because the people running the show, presumably WWE officials, didn't want him there. Another guard told the fan that wasn't correct. They just didn't want him in front of the camera. Apparently, another man who was sitting with the fan also had his seat changed after he was holding up a sign related to Ring of Honor.
That's bullshit.
Exactly. I agree.
What the hell happened to, now is the time to hold up your, you know, creative signs or whatever the hell they say at the events and shit. Like,
apparently that's going out the window.
Like, that's all about, like, that's what they're all about is the wrestling signs and shit. And what the heck? They literally sent people down there to kick people out because they didn't like a sign.
Yep.
There you go, Chris. So, make a sign, man, and see if you
TNA
get kicked
out. TNA sucks. Get kicked out for that.
Yeah, Chris. Make a Juggalo Ride Radio sign and see if they kick you out for it, man.
Fuck.
Okay, make a sign that says fuck.
Fuck TNA. And why don't you get kicked out for that as well?
Yeah, right, dude. They probably come down and give you a high five.
Drink for that.
Yeah, make a sign that says TNA. TNA.
TNA, where all WWE rejects go.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, put that on there and see what happens. That'd be awesome.
There will not be a Fast and the Furious 7.
There will not?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. We don't need a 7th one.
We don't need a 6th one.
We didn't need a 5th one, but we got one anyways.
Yeah, well, at least they're finally stopping it. That's good. Don't change your mind.
Either that or they're just going to kill The Rock in fucking Fast and Furious 6.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Because it says, okay, here we go. Hell, really? Okay, never mind. There is going to be a Fast and Furious 6. Oh, 7.
Damn it, have it. Get your story straight.
Going to be in it.
Yeah, exactly. It says right here, The Rock not returning for Fast and the Furious 7. According to Deadline.com, 3 for Fast and the Furious 7 will kick off in August, which may present a problem for The Rock, who will be filming Hercules this summer. The Rock told Courier.com that it would be impossible to shoot for the film that soon. It's not possible for me because I'm shooting Hercules this summer, starting in 6 weeks in Budapest. So, possible for them. I'm not sure. I'm not too sure. I haven't heard anything about that. I'm pretty sure I would have gotten a phone call pretty early in the morning if that was the real plan. Not quite too sure, though. Fast and the Furious 7 is currently scheduled for a release date of July 11,
2014.
Fucking killed that shit already.
Well, here's a movie that's going to be coming out in 2015 that nobody's going to care about like that movie. They're going to put out Finding Dory.
Fuck. Why? Fuck.
You know, like Finding Nemo, except the other character, I guess, is going to go missing.
Okay, that's beyond stupid.
No, I'm just throwing movies out there that nobody cares about, like, you know, Fast and the Furious 7.
Like Paranormal Activity, whatever the fuck the next one is.
5,000.
Exactly.
Well, I found this tape in my bedroom, man. I thought it would make a good movie.
Oh. They do not need fucking titles. They need to be fucking shot out of a goddamn cannon.
Well, who's that? Midgets?
No, the Shield. Because apparently, the WWE plans on having Kane and Daniel Bryan lose the tag team titles to the Shield.
I said this like a week ago.
Well,
yeah,
we
already knew this.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Devin Havoc, what I tell you, man, fast forward your shit so you can be on time.
But there will be a match of, once again, Mark Henry versus Sheamus and Randy Orton versus Big Show.
Well, there's also a tag team match on SmackDown.
I think the only match I'm actually interested in seeing is Nikki Bella versus Caitlyn for the Divas title.
Even that's going to be boring.
Man, I ain't watching it for the title. I'm just watching it for fucking Nikki's big ass tits.
Unless they're going to get like naked this time.
Oh yeah, by the way, yo, someone should kill Al Wilson.
Who?
Roy Wilson's father.
Why?
Because the fucking motherfucking faggot stopped the video I fucking Armageddon 2002. Well, if you know, fucking Roy Wilson and Dawn Marie having sex.
Like what?
Fucking Dawn Marie, you know, was showing a video of like what happened between her and fucking Tori Wilson in the in the fucking hotel room. And right when it was getting good and, you know, possibly getting to, you know, it'd be some fucking nakedness going on between fucking Dawn Marie and Tori Wilson, Al Wilson fucking tells him to stop the video.
What is that gonna do with Armageddon?
Armageddon 2002, man.
I thought you meant the movie Armageddon, man. Because you said you were watching Armageddon. I just figured you were watching the movie.
No. 2002 Armageddon, WWE.
Wow. It's a good thing you cleared that up.
Why would Tori Wilson and Dawn Marie be in the fucking movie?
That's what I was wondering. Like, why would they cut that to go to Armageddon?
I don't know. Why would they?
I don't know. That's interesting, though. What did you just say, Robot Man? Mr. Robot Girl.
Oh, yeah, so get this. When and if fucking Jack Swagger ever turns fucking face, he will be having a new manager.
If Jack Swagger ever turns face, he's going to have Chris as his manager.
Yeah, Chris Benoit. We'll be back from the dead to be his manager.
No,
you, oh,
you
dumbass.
Dumbass.
what the hell's the matter with you?
He's so angry about that.
funny.
What the hell's the matter with you?
But no, but apparently, you know, if Jack Swagger was, you know, be turned as a fucking face, he was going to have Frozen Slaughter as his fucking manager.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, it says right
wait,
here.
Wait, hold on. Didn't he just attack him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, it says right here. Arda Ocal of the Baltimore Sun spoke with WWE Hall of Famer Frozen Slaughter, and here are some highlights from the interview. Originally being cast in the new G.I. Joe films in position that Bruce Willis eventually took and why it didn't work out. He says his position as a WWE ambassador before Jack Swagger took on a villainous character, Sergeant Slaughter reveals that he was going to be Swagger's manager as a hero and explains the scenario. And then calling out to Alberto Del Rio saying he can help on WWE TV. Sergeant reveals he always has his gear packed and would be ready for a on-camera role. So,
yeah.
Well, that's what they should have did. They should have made him come back with Sergeant Slaughter to win the U.S. title against Cesaro instead of making Kofi Kingston win it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because everybody wanted to see Jack Swagger come back and beat Cesaro because he said no American can beat him. But then they didn't do that.
Of course not. Idiot.
They made him go after Del Rio like anybody gave a shit. They just wanted to make another. What match was that? Eddie Guerrero versus, who was the other person? Kurt Angle?
Yeah. Pretty much. Hey, now there's a triple threat match at fucking Extreme Rules for the fucking WWE title. And the World Heavyweight title, whatever, fucking same difference title.
Yeah, triple threat match. No one cares. set up a damn match I want to fucking see, man. They always set up shit and nobody cares about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, pull a fucking celebrity death match and bring back Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero, have them face each other in a match.
Did you really just say bring them back as clay people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, then if that was the case, then you could bring back, like, Ryan Dunn, and he could fight Zach Galifianakis or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, you mean Andy Milonakis?
No. That dude from The Hangover.
Oh, that faggot.
The dude with the beard versus Ryan Dunn and his beard.
I mean, you know, they're going to do like a beard versus beard, you know, they'd probably be better off doing Ryan Dunn versus Goatface.
That would just be dumb. Nobody wants to see Daniel Bryan in that.
This is true.
They only make him keep the beard because otherwise he looks like a little kid.
Which is, you know, super just the one that Cody Rhodes would go after.
Yeah. Damn Cody Rhodes and his mustache. Can't believe they made that tag team, like, so gay. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Like, they act so gay towards each other.
But this is why I miss it. Hello, Spaz.
Oh.
Speaking of gay.
Ow.
There goes Gary from SpongeBob.
Ow.
What up, Gary?
Ow. Sorry, seriously, stop auto-correcting Pantera. It is not Panera, it is Pantera.
I said Gary.
No, my phone keeps auto-correcting me.
How about the fact they made fucking SoCal Val a fucking producer for TNA?
No. That's like putting Spaz as that.
Ow.
Yes, it's true. But then again, you know, then I think if they made Spaz a fucking producer for TNA, you know, that should be a lot more interesting. Well, then again, if she had her way, you know, more like she'd had fucking Jeff Hardy and fucking Bully Ray fight each other with fucking dildos.
Wait, what?
I can't even believe you just said that.
You heard something about Jeff Hardy? What?
Well, you know, in all reality, you know, we'd actually rather see, you know, Gail Kim versus Taryn Terrell with dildos.
Man, that wouldn't make TNA.
That'd make some nasty ass porn.
I don't know if it'd be nasty.
Oh, no. Why is Pantera playing? No. Stop.
You told it to play.
Yes.
Apparently. The campaign won't turn off.
That's your word.
Oh, I had it.
So did anybody notice that Mandy died?
Did you notice everybody on the phone died?
Oh, Mandy definitely died.
Wait, was she on the phone?
She was.
Unfortunately.
Chris is sitting here telling me that he's not a stalker.
Are you serious? He's stalking you right now because his phone cut out?
Yes. I'm not kidding. Ready. This is his exact words to me. He goes, "So how was your birthday last year, LOL? I like how I added you right after mine, and I didn't get a happy belated birthday, ha-ha." I go, "I don't stalk, LOL." He goes, "LOL, I don't either, ha-ha." I go, "Shouldn't you be on, like, JRR right now?" He goes, "I stalk my shadow, but that bastard's annoying, and I'm in my sister's house, 18 failed calls. I'm giving up for tonight."
He's stalking his shadow?
How the fuck do you stalk your shadow?
You know.
And why would you stalk your shadow?
Oh my god, man.
Is it Chris? Why? Actually, ask why.
Like he said that?
I can screenshot it and, like, post it on your Facebook.
I'm kidding, man. You ever hear him talk, man, whenever he's, like, explaining something to you?
Oh, my God, yes. I phoned him out half the time, so, no.
really haven't.
He'll tell you something somebody said, and he's like he said that, and then he would continue talking.
Pretty much.
Like, obviously that person said that, man. You just said that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know.
Oh, fuck that. I'm talking about the fact that Mickey James is going to have Trish Stratus in her new music video.
Music video?
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Does not exist.
They're sadly well on. I hate dealing with people who are going through midlife crisis.
The hell? Some old ass people then.
Hell yeah. Of course now it plays when I'm going to fucking YouTube.
YouTube.
Did you just get all fucking high tech with that shit again? Like all spaced out and shit?
Got all echoey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We already have one. We had one echo.
Yeah, had.
10 fun facts. You can't wash your eyes with soap. You can't count your hair. You can't breathe through your nose with your tongue out. You just tried number 3. No, I didn't. When you did number 3, you realized it's possible. Only you looked like a dog. You're smiling right now because you were fooled. You skipped number 5. You checked to see if there is a number 5.
What the fuck are you kidding?
What the fuck?
This is the type of shit that runs through her head every day.
Apparently.
Oh, come on, not the shit again. Stop posting this shit on my Facebook. People be blowing my shit up with that crap.
Oh, crap.
Let's see.
Trish
Stratus. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
Okay, this explains why we don't see Mickie James too much anymore, since she's busy recording her fucking album.
I didn't even know she made music.
It's Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Ghetto, have you now heard Mickie James' entrance music?
No.
Well, that's her own track that she did. Called Hardcore.
You're gonna make her a music artist. Wonderful.
Oh, country artist, actually.
Even worse.
You got it.
Okay, look, Chris isn't here, so leave.
You.
Okay, aren't you that old ass perverted guy that just likes Chris off of Family Guy? Well, Chris isn't here.
I can get my friend to call. He sounds more like Herbert. Like 20 times more.
No, that's okay. I think I could survive without that.
I think I could too.
Half of this shit from him, so.
Is that what you two do when you talk? You learn how to talk like a guy?
No, he just talks like that naturally. Whenever he wants to, he'll just start talking like Herbert. So.
Oh, I thought he just normally sounds like that.
No, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, well, you know, I think...
Because that would probably be really annoying if he did.
He definitely would. But I'm sure if she had that dude do that to Chris, I'm pretty sure Chris might actually fucking love it.
Yeah. Chris might have to change his pants after hearing that. Yeah.
Fucking faggot. Chris, you're a fucking idiot.
Alright, seriously, Sean, go to bed. Seriously. Like, legit,
yeah, go to bed.
No, my ginger won't go to bed. And he needs to. He got a boo-boo.
You know, this is why Chris shouldn't be allowed to fucking promote for interviews.
Oh, God, why?
Because if they put, you know, the people's, you know, artist name, you know, like Body Hunter and Relic, he fucking links their goddamn page so that way people know their fucking, their real fucking names.
Well, duh. This is Chris we're talking about. He's not the brightest in the bunch.
Yeah, he's about the, I know. And unfortunately, he just
his own chat.
And JR fucking street team.
Can't wait for this interview tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have an interview tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With two.
And,
with some guy named Relic.
Body Hunter.
No shit.
I take it you know who that is.
Yes.
Well, then you could stop by and maybe you can help Chris out with his interview.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like to watch him vomit.
Well, or you can help him so he doesn't bomb.
It's much more fun to watch him bomb.
No, it's painful. It's very painful to watch.
Well, thankfully we're not watching really. We're just listening.
Well, listening.
That's a bitch.
Like, what interview was that real painful? I think it was Psycho Jesus.
Yeah. I think the only good thing about that fucking interview was the fact that he was talking shit to Dawn.
Yeah, that was entertaining. And then we never heard anything after that, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
From either of them.
I'm not even going to bother with fucking explaining to Chris that you shouldn't be fucking tagging people with your pages in there because this is one idiotic and two, they don't need any stalkers. They already have you.
Yeah, Chris is the biggest stalker of them all.
Yeah.
He may say he's not, but he is.
Exactly.
We all know he's a ginormous stalker, okay?
I mean, he only really stalks Spaz. That's about it.
I mean, come on. You know, that's like fucking Cody Rhodes saying that he's not a pedophile when we all know he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mustache don't lie. You have a pedophile mustache.
Clear sign.
The worst part is he's fucking teamed up with a fucking faggot ass pedophile. By the name of Damien Sandow.
A faggot ass pedophile.
Or, I mean, you know, fucking Damien Sandow is a faggot.
Ooh,
very pretty. What? Hey, somebody is
purple, blue, and pink hair. And I like it.
Oh, for a minute, I thought she was talking about her titties.
Her titties have pink and blue hair.
Okay. Right.
If that's the case, you might want to go see a doctor.
Seriously, did you seriously comment on this again? Are you fucking kidding me? Go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Comment on the vagina? Who's commenting on the vagina?
Why are we commenting on the vagina?
Why are we saying vagina?
Ginger, not vagina. Ginger and vagina sound nothing alike, by the way.
What are you saying?
Ginger.
No, dude, you said vagina, dude.
Yeah, you really
did.
Whoa.
Turn your mind, guys.
The hell's that?
Wait a minute. What?
What the fuck is that?
Not me.
Vagina.
Vagina.
It's pussy. Get it right. And they call.
Oh, it's just Mandy.
Oh, gee, thanks, ghetto. I didn't know it was Mandy. Fuck you.
Oh, you hear that, ghetto? She wants to fuck you.
I'm gonna pass.
I would not touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I think it's funny how she just admitted that she has a 10-foot pole.
Wait, Big Homie is no longer here.
Yeah, Big Homie's dead. We killed him.
We blew up his lovely little payphone. Wouldn't give him 50 cents.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I heard a specific giggle. Styles, are you on?
No. I'm not.
Who's blowing up my Facebook now? Oh, it's Chris.
It's just Chris stalking his shadow.
Tendencies.
Okay, yes.
He wants a popsicle. What the?
Chris gets off the show so he can go talk to these dumbasses.
No, he told me 18 failed times he's done.
Awful, all the kind that I carry. This is what they're called. Vagina. Vagina.
What about vagina?
That is vagina.
The fuck is this?
I don't know, Matt. Fucking spaz.
You've never heard the vagina song?
Sure.
Y'all been hiding under fucking rock.
Ow, that actually hurt my tit.
What? Not about your tit?
She said it hurt her tits.
Did they fall off, too?
Might want to use some popsicles to stick those on.
Yeah, can you get on your hand on that one?
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I think it's time I started removing the idiots off my Facebook.
See you later, Spaz. Mandy.
What? Wait, what about me? What? I wasn't even paying attention.
See you later, Chris, too.
Yeah.
Stalker tendencies.
And Wendell Cloud. And Acetone.
Speaking of which, Chris just messaged me.
Wendell Cloud.
Come on, go.
This was brought to you by Lando Cloud.
Do not make me text you.
Cloud.
You're getting into Tech 9.
The
cloud?
That would attack 9.
Shut the fuck up!
Music.
Yeah, but so here on out.
Yeah, well, for now,
I'm going to have that fool calls in for anything. He starts saying his name over and over. He's getting text 9 every single time.
Man, we had it under control the last interview, but then we got blindsided by that other idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Like, son of a bitch. He called in, he's like, this is a gremlin. I was like, aww.
The world is going to hell. The world is going to hell.
Going to.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Ghetto, you know, during that interview and the A and B interview, we had, you know, an extra idiot with us.
Mando Cloud.
Can I give him my phone number?
I'm related to Little Wayne and Birdman.
Oh, my God. Which one are you talking about? Who are we talking about now?
I don't know, some random kid that called in here.
Some big-ass idiot. Especially the fact, you know, I already told him, don't give out your number. Don't ask him if he can give out the number. What does he do?
Yeah.
He calls in, hey, can I give you my number?
Yo, I got me a hatchet truck. Straight up hatchet truck. It's got like hatches on it and shit. Do you remember that dude?
What hell are you talking about?
I don't remember his name for the life of me.
We don't
he had a hatchet man truck, and he called it his hatchet truck. And we actually made fun of it and posted pictures on Facebook about it.
Are you being fucking Adam?
Sure, I guess. I don't remember his name.
I have no idea. I don't remember that story.
Well, then again, Ghetto, you got to remember, Adam tells us so many different stories that we don't really care, give a fuck about to hear.
Oh, Adam, man, he's strange as a motherfucker.
Oh, no shit. He fucking jerks off the old ladies with fucking aluminum foil.
I don't even know what to expect with that dude, man. He says the craziest shit.
He's the one that made up some stories about, like, him meeting people and shit.
No, that wasn't Adam.
You know.
No, somebody that we've spoke to before made up some mad-ass stories sitting here being like, yo, I got such and such number. Yo, let me hit them up. I can't give out the number. But I can hit them up for, you know, interviews.
Oh! Yo, again, I know what she's talking about. She's talking about, you know, psychopathic new artist, Laszlo.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
And it's funny how they were telling people that, you know, that he's trying to fucking psychopathic.
He got, he got bumped down and, that new guy, Dodoblo, got, shot before him. But the thing about that is, man, that guy used that to get a girl.
Yeah.
and it worked.
It should be crazy.
Like, yeah, really, man, I'm dating this person. He works for psychopathic and shit. Like, what?
You're the fourth EP. Mental.
Oh yeah, by the way, I was surprised that you know right now Mr. Freeze is officially banned from Juggalo Ride Radio.
Oh, thank God.
Why?
Because he says bro way too fucking much.
Oh, come on. No, that's just how he is. You can't ban him for how he is. He's always like that.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Since you haven't been here, we've made it a rule where anybody that says that word, or the S word, or the Y word, gets 5 minutes in the box. And since he said it way too much during his interview, he's officially banned.
Well, it's not like he's ever going to call in here anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, but because you've banned Mr. Freeze, you've most likely killed chances of getting Cryptic on this shit, Fury back on here, Lentil,
Man, nobody wants Fury back on here.
Furious is out of his goddamn mind.
Oh, come on. You liked that interview. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. We loved that interview. We loved not having an interview. It was great.
Sarcasm for the win. Woohoo! It was an entertaining moment.
Yeah.
Dude, we have way too many of that nonsense shit going on here when it's not an interview.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's my point exactly. That thing.
What thing?
You.
Oh, asshole. I'm a dinosaur.
You know, it's funny. She
no,
calls it the
I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's funny. She calls it the asshole like it's an insult to us.
Yeah.
Lando Plow.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to know.
Oh, you missed me. You also missed me, didn't you?
Can we close Pandora's box now?
You're the motherfucker that wanted to open it. What?
Unfortunately, Ghetto, you know, whenever we had Fury up on here, Pandora's box was like a permanent open.
The fuck were we thinking?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, like the only reason I want him even up on here was because of the fact, you know, he was bringing Bazaar with him. That was it.
And then that didn't go down, and we got nothing.
Well, that was the interview with Fury and fucking what's his name in the car, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the voice is in his head.
No, shit, who else was in the car with him? I think it might have been Mr. Freeze.
But, sure hope not.
It was maybe Saddam Hussein. I don't remember.
Saddam Hussein.
That dude would have been dead. That dude was dead.
Yeah, he was dead, like, you know, what, 2 years ago?
Man, longer than that.
That's Saddam Hussein. This is Saddam Hussein.
Same difference. He was dead.
What are you trying to say?
Retard.
What? Either way,
why am I being called a retard?
Because you are.
Because you're saying nonsense and I'm the retard?
Yep. At least you've come to this conclusion.
Ding.
You're saying
you
ding?
Not me.
Oh, I should not have drank today.
Oh, and I made Ghetto upset at me.
Baz?
Yeah?
I hate to break it to you, but, you know, we've already had Crypto come on, up on here.
Yo, ain't nobody told me Crypto came up on this shit.
There's probably a reason for that.
Fuck you! I probably know more about Cryptic than your motherfucking ass does.
You're probably right.
Yep.
Well, let's see, we had him back in 2008. Before.
I mean,
you know,
for the fact that I don't listen to him at all.
Dude, I used to party with him.
We had him. We had 5 a.m. up on here.
5 a.m. Did you get Loon?
Yes. We had Loon, and then he left us. And, you know, apparently we were told that, you know, we had to become more professional with the interviews.
Yeah, that's Loon. He's like that shit.
What were you doing back then?
I was doing the same thing. I was asking the same question that I always ask.
Well, why did he get upset?
Fuck if I know.
Well, who was here with you?
That's me, because, you know, nobody fucking showed up.
You didn't have a co-host at that time?
Oh, I had Pixie at that time, but, you know, Pixie's a fucking retard anyways.
So it was like having Chris there.
Exactly.
Completely useless.
Exactly.
Well, he has a chance to, you know, redeem himself tomorrow, so let's hope he brings his A game.
Yeah, because I'm helping him.
Yeah,
oh,
right,
did
dude.
Take notes?
You're a sucker for him, man. You always help him out.
You need to stop doing that. When he wants to be like this shit, like make his own show and shit, motherfucking crap, casticness, he ain't gonna know what to do. He's gonna be like, oh, Havoc, how do I do this? You need to cut the umbilical cord.
Let's put it this way. The dumbass, you know, ask his fucking questions to the people before the fucking interviews even start.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, he said he didn't do it this time, so let's see if he could do a full 2 hours here.
Yeah, I highly doubt
that. Is that called bullshit because of the simple fact, you know, fucking, Roderick mentioned the fact he's got a tour coming up, and Chris asked him, hey, what's the name of the tour? Dude, you could wait until the fucking interview.
Well, yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Oh, dear monkey balls.
Monkey balls? Yeah, we noticed already. But, I mean, come on. It's like, because apparently fucking, you know, Velik wanted us, you know, promote the interview, you know, the fucking tour he's got coming up in the fucking album. And Chris already goes and asks, hey, what's the album called? What's the tour called? He's like, you know, if he wants to promote the fucking tour, ask him the name of, you know, ask him about the tour during the interview, and he'll tell you the name of it.
I think it'd be more helpful if he asked them, like, what their balls were named.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would help a whole lot.
Exactly. It's pointless.
But I think we need to bring Ill back to the fucking back up on JR.
Who?
Ill V?
Oh, Ill.
Oh, it's not the way.
It was an artist from here in Connecticut. He's from Bridgeport.
I didn't hear you all the way, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Spaz, we already had LV up on here like 3 times.
I know we've had LV. That's why I was like, LV?
No, we've had her 3 times up on here now.
We've had her more than 3 times.
Or you?
LV doesn't call anymore.
No, yeah, I know that. You know who we should get back on the show?
Who? We had her.
I back up on the show, motherfucker. I said back.
Well, good luck with that, since, you know, did she like retired?
Who? What?
Didn't Illegal fucking retire from fucking music?
I think
no.
So.
Yeah.
I think she did actually. Yeah.
She's supposed to be at the gathering this year.
Well,
okay.
last we heard, you know, she retired.
I'll tell you who
we need to get up on here for a third time, and I'm trying my damnest to make it happen. Ice-T.
I'm thirsty now.
I'm
going to
drink.
You know, I got to say this. Yo,
wow.
Freeze did not say bro as much as he did this interview and his the fucking first interview that we did with him.
Somebody should put Havoc in the penalty box.
Yeah, show's over, so don't count anymore.
Bro.
And for the fact that nobody's by the soundboard.
Yeah, except for me. And I'm going to put myself in the box. Sorry.
Ripped up like a douche in the Rona in the nut. What the fuck, girl?
Yeah, that's what we say all the time.
I don't understand why you guys try to understand me. Everybody knows that you can't understand.
I don't try to understand you. That was her. She was trying to understand you.
Yeah, that's probably a bad mistake.
Lil V is blowing up my Facebook.
Not me. I don't even have you as a friend.
Why?
I don't know. She's just posting stupid shit on my Facebook. Like, stupid shit.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. But I wonder if Lil V is going to be coming out with that fucking new album anytime soon.
Probably not anytime soon.
Because you know, she did say that, you know, that she was going to make, like, two more parts to fucking heel turn, didn't she?
She's too busy pointing out the obvious on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Because it shows up on Facebook.
Who's beating it?
Mandy is.
Yeah, apparently.
I was tapping my lighter on my laptop.
Yeah. A fucking lovely story.
Yeah, you always like a douchebag.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh gosh. I think I'm gonna peel from this. Guess who just text messaged me?
Chris?
No, and she's talking about JR.
She's talking about what?
She's talking about the show, fuckhard.
Who's talking about the show, you dumb bitch?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sure Havoc has a clue.
Nope.
Why? Why does that girl care? Nobody even talks to her.
She
likes talking mad shit, though. She's got to get her kicks in one way.
Who does she talk shit to?
Really? I just told you.
She hits you up and talks shit?
Yes! All the time!
Why? What does she say?
Stupid ass shit, literally.
That doesn't help.
That definitely doesn't help.
One ear out the other. I don't pay too much attention.
But you can read, right?
Yeah, I can't read. Me know how. Oh shit.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
I guess not.
I guess she died just like Ed off of fucking that show. He dies and she dies because, you know, about the same level.
That's fucked up. No, she's just saying that shit about how she thinks the show is stupid and crap. Because I guess she saw that I'm friends with fucking Havoc again and shit.
That's why he's talking shit, because you guys became friends again.
Dude, she's all like, are you listening into that crap show? Blah, blah, blah.
That crap show, yeah. You remember that crap show with those people that you showed your titties to all the time? Yeah, that crap show.
What?
No, Ghetto. Let's put on even bigger, obvious. That crap show that you showed your titties and pussy to everybody on.
All right, I was trying to be nice, but yeah, that too.
Ghetto, you can't be nice. That means Helen has frozen over.
Well, maybe it needs to freeze over.
Yeah. Then that causes an imbalance.
A what?
Please try to restate that again.
Nope, I'm good.
But yeah, man. But as for her talking shit, man, she just shut up.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
I really want to know what tolerance is.
You know, but wait. Because, you know, the funny thing is, you talk all the shit she wants, but I still have the fucking pictures.
Oh.
Fucking, we all got those pictures, man.
No. I would like to state we all don't got those pictures. Thank you. All
right, that's Chris, man. He got them, too.
Yep.
I don't know why you want to save those pictures.
For shit like this.
Okay.
That's something that just makes me go, ugh.
It's not like we want to have them.
Exactly.
Be glad you don't have these pictures. I'm scared.
You know? Ghetto, I think I should make a fucking fuckbook account and post about it, put those pictures up there.
Did you say fuckbook?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a website called fuckbook.
What the hell? I didn't even know that.
It's for people who want to post nude pictures.
Man, just go to fucking Big Homie's little page, man. He got fucking people posting nude photos.
That page ain't little anymore, thank you very much.
It is very little. Because I just.
Why the fuck make it? I can never understand porn or anything.
Don't understand porn. What don't
or
you understand?
Or anything like pictures or anything like that. Like, I don't understand the whole concept of pictures. What happens in porn is guys and girls, or three guys and
well,
one.
Porn is porn. Okay, the way I see it is the way
one
I see it is porn is pretty much
the other hole.
Come on, man. One person can only talk at a time, and it's not working.
Working.
This is what it's like when blogs collide.
I don't understand what's so funny.
I'm laughing at many things, Mr. Ghetto.
Mr. Ghetto.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Ghetto to you. Totally see him saying that. Oy. Oy vey. I have become Jewish.
Stupid Jew.
What the fuck was that kind of ghetto?
Who's annoying me?
This is almost as bad as when Havoc when he's high.
I know. Here's out hell.
That's how Havoc sounds when he's out right there. Boom. The high squeal giggle.
Shows that we had, it was me and some other chick, and for some weird reason I just started laughing and like it was a laughing fest.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
I have the urge to call somebody up and just annoy him by my laugh, but not the laugh that I was just doing.
Man, you're already doing that to three people right now.
Well, no, my friend doesn't like the shared moon laugh. He hates it with a passion. And so I randomly call him and just laugh and hang up.
Sounds like a great time.
No, I don't really know why he wouldn't like Cherry Moon. It's not a talk. Please tell me you know who Cherry Moon is.
No, please explain it to me.
I know who you I know you know who she is. Huh?
What, then why did you ask?
Exactly.
I'm not talking to you, fucker.
Who the fuck are you talking to? I was the one talking.
You're a penis. No, but seriously, get it. You don't know who Cherry Moon is?
Gee, man, she picked up on no sarcasm in that whatsoever.
I am so blonde, it's not even funny right now.
Face palm.
No. I was about to say, someone better know who Cherry Moon is, or else I'm
going to have to know. Spaz makes my brain hurt.
But it doesn't make your dick hurt.
Then she has done her job.
Yeah, she is a woman, so, you know, yeah.
My job is never done.
Oh, shit.
It goes on and on and on. Sad face, my poor ginger.
He just almost... What the... God darn it. I know I put it somewhere. Where the hell did I put it?
Up your ass.
My ginger has a bubble.
My ginger has
did
a bubble.
Down here? Hey,
a bit. Hey, a man.
Fucking retard.
Wow, you are a douchebag tonight. Really? Tonight? You just
Wait. Is there enough? Yeah, there is. Okay. Oh my god. Hey, my knife.
I want to kill this bitch.
Me too.
Wait, you want to kill me?
Even though you don't have a friggin' clue who I'm talking about.
You don't know who I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm good.
It sounds like you got a dick in your mouth. Take the dick out of your mouth, too.
I completely missed that.
Ghetto's going slow.
Again? What the fuck, Ghetto? Oh, my God.
Oh,
damn it. That hurt. Okay.
Ow, that hurt.
Well, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
For some reason, Facebook is telling me when my ginger's brother's birthday is, or when he was born. I'm wondering why. Why am I staring
at
him? I'm not on his Facebook. I'm on my... I am so confused at what's going on right now. Oh, okay. Yep.
Stalker.
Yep, I'm a stalker, even though I know every single little last thing about this dude.
Oh, that's a shocker, not stalker, but okay.
He knows every little last thing about me.
What's he talking about, Chris?
No, we're not talking about Chris. Chris is not a ginger, thank you.
No, he's just a faggot.
I will stick to my soul stealing person forever, thank you.
I
Mm-hmm. Oh, what up, Volby? I got you stuck in my head now. Wow.
What the?
That's a weird transition from Pantera to Volby.
Ghetto, you know the sad thing is, it won't end the
what?
Show.
What?
I said the sad thing is, if I was to hang up, the show would still be going on.
Yep.
Oh, what the fuck? Why?
because when I hung up from the fucking host line to call back in and shit.
Oh no.
Recording mode. That's it. You're in recording mode. So even if Havoc was to hang up, I'd still be here.
Don't you threaten me.
I know where you live. I'll stalk you.
I know where you live, too. I've been there.
In your dreams? I know.
Okay, you keep telling yourself in my dreams. Yes.
Oh, I have some horrible music on here. Hold it.
You know what? We all know where you live. And I think what we should do is send you Chris.
Again? Interview Chris. Again.
No. We're going to send Chris to you.
Oh, God, no. No. No! No! You will do no such thing. You know what? If you sent him to me, I am so driving him out to you, Havoc.
Yeah.
Special delivery.
Your doorstep.
For the poker.
Can't tell.
We'll bring Chris down there for you after after your husband sent him a nice text message.
I am beyond confused right now.
Sent him a nice text message.
Let me put it this way. Chris was texting me, right?
We know.
So
she's telling me, shush.
So apparently my husband picked up my phone while I was in the shower or something, and he texted Chris saying, "Why the fuck are you texting my wife?" And like all this shit to him.
Yeah.
And like,
easy. Yeah, wait. And the funny part is Chris responds, "I'm a music artist."
What? I'm just a friend. I'm a music artist. I'm a friend from Juggalo Rider Radio.
I think that's the reason why he hates the show so much.
Damn you, Chris.
Wow.
That's funny as hell.
So pretty much, Chris,
Chris is, take a line drive to your ankle.
So pretty much, Chris is the reason why your husband hates JR.
That's why my husband hates everything in general. He's just sad. Only a couple more months. Then it's bye bye bye. Yeah, that's right. Totally, you just quoted and sing.
Oh, I mean, then again, I mean, you do have a Justin Bieber.
Hey, hey, leave the Biebs out of this shit, okay? Don't be.
No, the Bieb needs to die.
Yeah.
Did you hear about his monkey fiasco?
Yes.
I just heard about it. I think I peed a little when I heard about it.
Yeah, she was so stupid, too.
The fucking monkey. Seriously. The fucking monkey.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as the,
I will cut for Bieber until he stops smoking marijuana.
That was kind of crazy when you did that.
I was like, well, hey, kill off some more people.
Cool.
Maybe some people I don't like will just, you know, decide to stop themselves because Bieber is smoking weed.
Oh.
Shit, I wish my brother's ex would do that. Fucking do that shit because she loves Bieber. And every time she does, plays any of his songs when she gets near me, I throw my knife at her.
All right, well, I like him, but I make fun of him more than I do any other type of thing.
It's a chicken taco.
What the fuck?
Sorry, I'm looking through my pictures, and I saw a picture of, funny, I should say this, Sam as a taco.
Kind
of
weird, but okay.
We made it. At a haunt that we're at, we made our own little Harlem Shake video. And she dressed up as a taco.
Okay.
That must have been one painted taco.
That's for sure.
Oh, God! Whining again. My son woke up because his foot fell asleep, and he woke up crying because of it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know this feeling. He doesn't know what pins and needles feel like.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, what's it feel like? He goes, it feels like ants are dancing in my foot.
Cool.
I'm like, honey, I'm sorry. As I'm trying to hold his composure since he said that the fact that he's got ants dancing in his foot. And then my daughter woke up. And that was even more of a shitstorm.
There's something in the closet, Mommy.
Yes.
dude, my daughter is so afraid of the closet at night. She hates that shit. What is everybody like asleep here? Ghetto died, Havoc died. Everyone's
no, I'm
died.
Here.
Woo!
Yeah, I think Ghetto did die.
Yeah, he died.
Well, that's very sad.
No.
Boo-hoo. Ghetto, yes. Can I still give you a Viking funeral if you ever die, please?
No.
Why not?
That would be awesome, dude.
I am a very good aim with archery. I could totally climb up.
I want you to stay as far away as possible when I die.
What the fuck? You think I'm gonna be like Chris and decimate your grave?
I don't know what you're capable of.
Sorry, I'm not expecting that, Ophelia. I may sound like baby, but I ain't into necrophilia.
Oh shit.
Man, I'm not talking about that, man. What the hell?
You know what I'm gonna do? No. Never mind, I can't. Oh yes I can. I'm totally watching the Devil's Reject now. Thank you. Fruity fucking fruity. Means I gotta get up and get the shit. Oh ball. No. Man.
Hey,
Oh, God. What? I really think my husband is gay. Like, I shit you not. No. I really think he's gay. Can anybody else please reaffirm that my thought of him being gay is very true? He was watching Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Gay.
Whoa. Yeah, no.
Why is that movie even in your house?
I don't know. Must have bought it when I wasn't, like, around or anything.
I would talk to your husband about that, you know.
I kind of want to burn it, but...
Wait, are you sure it's on a DVD or the TV?
No. I'm holding the case in my hand.
Okay, that's kind of creepy. Burn it.
Two movie sets. Breaking Dawn Part 1 and Part 2.
What the fuck?
Blu-ray and digital copy
burn,
ultraviolet.
Burn.
Okay. It's a cover-up. He married me for a cover-up. That's a cover-up. I knew there was something fucking fishy about this fucking marriage.
Yeah, you married him.
Yeah, I know. That's my downfall.
Yep.
Yeah.
What up? Yes, Brittany?
Fruity, fucking fruity.
I'm like,
PlayStation 3, and I don't have my glasses on, so I can't read. Oh, no! This little disc that I normally see, and it's around here somewhere. Aha. Right, is that it? It looks like a film reel. I think it is. I should really put my glasses on for this. Oh, why are you still up? Go to bed. I don't want to talk to you.
Go to bed.
Oh, oh my God, I can't. She won't talk. She just sleep. I'm not dealing with this shit, Rich. Yeah, Lionsgate, blah, blah, blah. How about you go to the beginning? Oh, there we go. Is that the movie? Oh, whoa. DVD player, stop having a mind of your own. Blinder than a blind motherfucker in church, I don't know.
Blinder than a...
Exactly. Alright, Roberto. I'm going to chill in my lap. Alright. I got a penguin named Roberto. He's a big ball, too, by the way. He's a penguin ball of love. Gets more action than my husband.
That audience is so entertaining, isn't it?
Not really.
Dude, you don't need to, like, put the description up there, buddy.
Oh, look, there's a butterfly.
So it counts more than 75 murders. Boom!